Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The defense continues today in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. She has pleaded not guilty to all six federal charges she faces, including sex trafficking of minors, along with Jeffrey Epstein. Barry Levine is following this trial. He is an investigative reporter and the author of The Spider, Inside the Criminal Web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Barry, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott.
Can we first review the prosecution's case? What's the main narrative that they tried to present?
Well, the main narrative the prosecution presented was the testimony of what they called the four minor victims. These women recounted oftentimes in very emotional testimony that Ghislaine Maxwell had groomed them and had led them to sexual abuse by Jeffrey Epstein. In some particular cases, Ghislaine Maxwell herself was involved in the abuse of these women. They also presented many photos showing Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein together, very much as a couple. So I think the prosecution did an excellent job of presenting their case. What I think the public may have wanted to hear more of was the extent of the Epstein sex trafficking ring. Other men were involved. We didn't get that in this case because it was a very narrow focus by the prosecutors from the New York Southern District, specific to Ghislaine Maxwell's involvement.
So as you're describing focus case for the prosecution, the defense called two witnesses yesterday. Who were they and what did they say?
Well, first of all, the defense was handed a very big setback by the judge who would not allow any of the defense witnesses to testify with anonymity. These individuals didn't want to testify under their own name for fear it would hurt their reputations. They did bring forward two witnesses yesterday, one of them, Cimberly Espinoza, who had been a personal assistant of Ghislaine Maxwell. She testified that she had never seen any wrongdoing by Ghislaine Maxwell. I think her testimony was lacking because she had never had access to the homes in New York and Florida where this abuse took place. The other defense witness was a very well-known false memory expert, Elizabeth Loftus, who testified that these memories from long ago could have been corrupted by these women, that their memory might have been manipulated by traumatic events. And of course, the defense was trying to lay out that while they may have experienced these things with Jeffrey Epstein, that they inserted Ghislaine Maxwell into their memory based on media reports.
So just a question on the defense then. You're describing this one witness who, you know, may not have been that close to what actually happened. If other witnesses are not going to testify because they're not granted anonymity here, who else is going to really speak on Ghislaine Maxwell's side of the story then?
Well, it's going to be very, very narrow. In fact, the defense said it's possible they may wrap up their case today on the 12th day of testimony. Now, the judge today will specifically ask Ghislaine Maxwell if she wants to testify on her behalf. And, of course, that would be a bombshell if she decided to take the stand. The indication is that Maxwell will not testify, that it's a very big risk for the defense. So it's undetermined at this point who else the defense is going to bring forward. Because, as I said, the judge made a ruling that it would have to be an extraordinary set of circumstances for her to grant anonymity to a defense witness. That took a lot of air out of the defense case. And we may actually see this case go to closing arguments next week.
Barry Levine, investigative reporter and author following the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Barry, thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott.